So I'm hoping that this time we'll be able to do it, because we ought to focus on, Americans, the Americans that have to deal with the federal government, and I'm just a big believer in customer service.
Now, the president about a year ago issued an executive order on agencies to improve customer service. Does that look like it's had any effect from your point of view?
Well, there was a 2011 federal customer experience study that said that 79% of the Americans believe that federal government can improve, and only 31% of them were very satisfied with the federal service. So we also had asked for a GAO report to study customer service and what best practices we can find out there. And basically, you know, the U.S. law does not provide for customer service standards for federal agencies, and this is what we're trying to do, is to make sure that we get a better, you know, so we can set the customer service standards for federal agencies and make sure that we keep in mind that, you know, even though we all, here we're talking about federal government, we should be able to provide better services to anybody that deals with the federal government. I added this language when I was in the state legislature. I actually did my PhD on performance-based budgeting, which included customer service. We did a comparative, for my dissertation, we did a comparative study of 50 states and what different states and different states do. And the federal government is certainly behind on some of the initiatives that we've done in some other states, including the state of Texas.
Some agencies, the IRS come to mind, are having to slim down their customer service because of budget reasons. Now, states are under budget pressures, too. So what have you seen working in the states that the federal government isn't doing?
Well, you know, certainly, yes, we are dealing with budget restraints. Yes, we're still dealing with reducing the budget. But just because we reduce the budget doesn't mean that we lose the common courtesy and the common service that we have to provide anybody. If you have a budget of, let's say, $5 billion and it's reduced down to $4.8 billion, does that mean that you do not provide customer service to anybody that comes in? If you are a custom service officer who comes, who is working on a international bridge, let's say Laredo, Texas, which is my hometown, and somebody comes in from Mexico to spend money at our stores and restaurants, does that mean that we have to mistreat those individuals when they come in and not provide them customer service? After all, they're coming in to spend a lot of money in our nation and our cities. So, yes, I do understand that that budgets are being cut, but even if budgets are cut, we cannot lose the common courtesy for somebody that's coming in to a federal agency.
Now, when you speak of customer service, do you also hope that this initiative, the law, would apply to in-person and online?
Yeah, certainly. I think anybody that has a contact with a federal agency in whatever form should get the same type of service, especially the in-person service. And again, I'm one of those congressmen that I certainly want to, you know, make sure that, you know, if you look at the constituent services that I provide, I always tell my staff that's one of the most important things that we do as members of Congress, is make sure that we provide the services to the people that we represent. And no matter how they can't get a hold of us, especially the in person, we got to provide that service to them.
So what kind of reception has your bill had so far? I mean, it's been out a week. What's the next step for it?
Well, the next step is to it got out of committee, and now we got to get it on the House floor, and hopefully we can do it. Last time I passed this bill a couple years ago, it passed unanimously on a suspend calendar. It went on, and like I said, unfortunately, sometimes our unions take customer service as something that can be used against them when they're evaluated. And again, it has nothing to do with this. It has to do with how do we treat the people that pay our salaries.
We're speaking with Texas Representative Henry Cuellar. Looking at the bill, it seems that OMB would have the first job, if it were passed, to set standards or to cause agencies to set their own standards.
Yes, the first part we do is we require the director of the Office of Management and Budget to develop performance measures, you know, work with the agencies to do that. We also raised the bar for enhancing quality access by establishing the standards to increase the quality of customer service and do everything to enhance access to federal information and services. And we certainly want to put a face on accountability. What do we mean by that? Well, we call for creating a customer relations representative within each federal agency to make sure that person, he or she, issues guidelines and standards for customer service that we should be made publicly available. So we are trying to do everything that we can to put, you know, when we spend $3.5 trillion every year on our federal budget, you know, that's a lot of money, and the least we can do is at least treat the people that have to deal with the federal agencies to at least provide the best quality of customer service that we can, because after all, taxpayers are paying a lot of money for a $3.5 trillion budget that we deal with every year.
Now, you also include an accountability measure for individual federal employees that complying with customer service standards would become part of their performance appraisal, meaning that they would be evaluated on this. What do you expect when it comes to customer service of each federal employee? In other words, what would they have to do conceivably to get a good performance evaluation?
Well, you know, certainly we, you know, want to provide the flexibility to every agency, what they're doing right now to do that. But I mean, I think when you look at accountability, and accountability starts with an individual, and then of course every individual that works for a federal agency, then that those numbers are compiled to see what sort of service a particular agency gives. So without a doubt, the individual is the core for customer service. And certainly I think when a person is evaluated, I think how they treat the people that pay their salaries, that should be part of an evaluation. But the overall evaluation is determined by that particular agency.
Now, earlier you mentioned last year's rewrite of the Government Performance and Results Act, or GPRA. And when who's keeping an eye on that, and when will you know that agencies have responded to the new requirements under the new GPRA?
And actually, agencies have been doing rather well on how they're responding to that. In fact, I sat down with OMB, and we went over the different agencies and where they're at. And actually, OMB tells me that agencies have been responding very well, and I think that is very, very, very important to make sure people had a buy-in. And there's a buy-in because as different agencies get together and talk about what other agencies are doing, they're starting to learn best practices and how the performance is, you know, how an agency is performing, and then the other agency will learn from the other one. So the last update that I got, 45 days ago or maybe 60 days ago, shows that there's some improvements, and there are certain timetables, and there's a couple of timetables that will come up at the end of this year.